Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
#8:21 on this Tuesday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 46 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
I'm Alex Greenewald.
Well, as we discussed earlier this morning, that mural is coming along well on the library, York County Library, right there at 138 East Black Street in Rock Hill. As we've mentioned, this is a Vernon Grant mural. It's part of the Mural Mile in Old Town. And a lady from New York, Jill Pratson, a renowned art restorer and illustrator from New York City, designed it, but it's being applied to the brick and to the wall by a muralist, Osiris Rain, and he joins us here on Palmetto Mornings, and we've got so many questions for you, and let's get right to it. Someone else designed it. You're painting it. How does that process work?
When the city first approached me, they were looking for someone to design the piece. I didn't feel it was appropriate for me, given my background. Jill seemed like the perfect fit, given that she has restored some of his works in the past, I believe, for the museum here in Rock Hill. So it was a perfect collaboration. She already had the skill set and style understanding of Vernon's work, and I had the background and skill for executing large-scale murals.
My first thought is, how do you even get involved in what, with background with your mural work? Where did it all start, and how has it led to where you're at today?
Well, in short, for Rock Hill, I was down here about 3 years ago painting the first mural for Mural Mile. It's on the side of Dust Off Brewing.
Yep. Which, if you haven't seen, is absolutely incredible.
Yes. Well, thank you. Prior to that, I was a scenic painter for television and film. And
cool.
That was about 7 years ago, but I transitioned into painting murals full-time about 6 years ago.
Wow.
So can you explain the process? How does someone design it and you have to paint it? Is it, we joke that it's kind of like paint by numbers, but what does that relationship look like? Because the depth perception could be off a little bit for those that don't dabble at all in this world. But for you all, it might come as second nature. But walk us through, if you can, what that process looks like.
Yeah. Jill came down and actually surveyed the site in person and received elevations for the space so that she could design specifically for each surface. And if you haven't seen it already, the mural actually wraps four surfaces of the facade of the library, which took a lot of creativity on her part to make everything line up. On my end, once I received the final high-resolution images from her, I come out in the middle of the night, like Santa Claus, on the mural, and I project the mural onto the wall. Now, there are some slight anomalies within the design, so I've had to tweak things as I go and improvise to make sure everything lines up and works out in the way that Jill envisioned for the space. But it's pretty easy. It is plug and play and paint by numbers in the ultimate scheme of it.
That's incredible. How long does it take, though, to get through a whole mural? What's that process?
This one, honestly, the design phase is probably the most intensive time-wise. Oh. There's a lot of back and forth with the city and making sure that everybody's backs are scratched and everybody's happy with how things are going to come out in the end. On my end, it's actually very expedient. I think total I might have 8 or 9 days in on this so far.
Okay.
And should be mostly wrapped by the end of this week. So two and a half weeks for something of this size. But this is also a little bit easier because it is, given the style of Vernon Grant, it's a bit more of like, of just paint by numbers, as we said. It's lines and filling.
Well, for people that go and see it by the end of the week when it's wrapped up, what is that emotion, I think, that you would hope to capture that they walk away after viewing it?
Well, I hope that it gives the spirit that Vernon imbued into his illustrations, that sense of nostalgia and joy and a little bit of that small town charm.
Yeah.
And all the things, you know, with his life, he gave so much to the city of Rock Hill and the development of what we now see as the downtown area. You know, a sense of pride as well, that someone of this caliber was such an integral part of this community.
It's kind of hard to brag on yourself, but when you're done with a piece, do you sit back and do you see it through a critical lens, or do you see it from like, gosh, this looks really this looks good. And
like
I know,
stroking your own ego.
And I know if you answer the second one, people are probably going to be like, well, you know. But be proud. Yeah, but when you see, you know, everyone's proud of what they do, but do you see that through your own art? Or are you always critical of, oh, I should have done this or maybe done this?
The latter.
Yeah.
Usually, even especially with my own pieces, my personal pieces, and then, well, I guess even more with if I'm tasked with the responsibility of executing somebody else's work, you really want to live up to their standards and what they're expecting. You know, naturally, there are going to be some compromises going from paper to brick. You know, it's very hard to get the sense of gouache or watercolor transferred onto brick. But yeah, it's usually critical. And then occasionally I'll give myself a pat on the back.
Well, we'll give you plenty pats on the back.
Sure,
because
will.
It looks gorgeous from what we've observed so far of this mural. It will have an official unveiling, I think, during Christmasville, but it will obviously be up and Adam before that. Go and check it out. And Osiris, you're very talented, so we can brag on you all day long.
Yes.
And
where can people follow if they're interested to see your personal work?
You can Google my name, Osiris Rain, Osiris, last name Rain. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, and my website will certainly pop up.
Rockstar. Right. Sir, thank you so much.